and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Every day we stand in an epic spiritual battle between good and evil, and safety is of the Lord. This is Truth Dealer Radio. Warning believers to wake up and be sober, encouraging believers to stand on the Word of God, and motivating believers to be truth dealers with a bold witness for Jesus Christ in these end times. And now the host of Truth Dealer Radio, Brian Moonen.
It's Truth O'Clock.
Praise God. Welcome back to Truth Dealer Radio, where no matter what time zone you're in, it's Truth O'Clock. I'm Brian Moon, and I'm sounding the alarm, asking you to wake up and join the battle for truth. And of course, the truth is God's Word. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews 4:12. Welcome back to Truth Dealer Radio. God bless you. I'm glad you're joining me here. Today's show is entitled Hope in His Mercy. And we're going to be talking about the goodness of Jesus Christ and how He is our only hope. Amen. Psalm 33:18-22 says, "Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him, upon them that hope in His mercy, to deliver their soul from death, and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in Him, because we have trusted in His holy name. Let Thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in Thee." This is the theme of the gospel, truly, because hoping in the mercy of the Lord is really all about faith, being saved by grace. God's mercy upon us is not based on our deserving of it. We don't deserve His mercy. Any mercy He has upon us is based on His love and His grace, because we don't deserve it. We deserve to be punished for our sins. But instead, Jesus Christ took our punishment in our place. He was the propitiation for our sins. He took the punishment on the cross for all the sins of the world that we all commit and committed. Past, present, future, any human that ever lived. Jesus is the only sacrifice accepted by the Father. Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, Jesus said. By this way, because He died on the cross for our sins, He was buried, and He rose again on the third day. And our hope is in Him. Praise God. This is important truth. This is the message that we have to preach. Jesus Christ is the only way. All these other side issues and current events are interesting, but we have to keep coming back to this. And this is encouraging for the brethren. This is where I get encouraged. We have to keep coming back, just the way when we sin, because believers are not sinless after we get saved. We have to keep coming back. And it says, "Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him, upon them that hope in His mercy." It's our only hope, amen? If God was not merciful, we would have nothing. We would have no hope. Excuse me, you against God without Him being merciful unto you? Yeah, how's that going to work out? It's called hell. Psalm 147:10-12. "He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear Him, in those that hope in His mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise thy God, O Zion. Praise God indeed. As I said, without God's mercy, we would have no hope. Psalm 51, 1 through 4. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me throughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Praise God. Thank you for your mercy, O Lord. Psalm 103:17, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Praise God. Praise God indeed. I just want to stop and really praise God and just say thank you again to God, because for his loving kindness, for his everlasting to everlasting mercy that we just read about. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him. You have to humble yourself. You have to throw yourself on the mercy of the court, as they say in terms of on TV shows and things that people have seen. If you come up to the judge like a punk and say, yeah, I did that, but everybody else does it. I didn't do anything really that bad. I wasn't as bad as the guy that lives down the street from me. Yeah, I'll pay your fine. I'll do some community service to work it off, but I'm not as bad as the next guy. No, you must acknowledge your sin before a thrice holy God. You must repent and believe the gospel. This is acknowledging God is right. We sinned against God. We are in the wrong. God is holy. God is just. Again, it's only because of his mercy and his loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. This is not about up in your mind understanding, oh, I get it, 2 + 2 = 4, Jesus on the cross and the thing. This is your heart must cry out to God, and you must understand you deserve hell. I deserve hell. Only by God's grace, his mercy, his tender mercy, his loving kindness that is from everlasting to everlasting, do we ever come close to even having a way for any of our sins to be forgiven. Because God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's the only reason we can even come near being forgiven. And as again, Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Nobody. There's one way, and that is by Jesus Christ. By faith in Jesus Christ and the truth that he sent, that he came and declared by his gospel. Repent and believe the gospel. The death, burial, and resurrection of the Son of God, the Messiah. Christ is a word that is a title that means Messiah. Jesus, God with us, Emmanuel, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, the only hope, the living hope. He is alive and coming back. The only hope for forgiveness of sins, the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Praise your holy name, Jesus. Thank you. 1 Peter 1:3 says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Praise God. Again, our only hope by Jesus Christ, by God the Father raising him from the dead, by Jesus going to the cross in obedience unto death, to die for us in our place, to take the punishment that we deserve, that we earned. The wages of sin is death. That's our wages that he took on the cross. That's our shame. For everything we did against him and his holiness. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. God is not an unjust judge. God said the wages of sin is death. And he made a way. By sin came into the world through one man, Adam. God made a way that by one perfect man who never sinned, laying down his life for his enemies, not even for his friends, for us, those that are all his enemies, sinners, wicked, evil sinners who have broken his holy laws, that he laid down his life for his enemies to make a way for us to be redeemed and for a way for him to prove that he's God and that God is love and God is holy and God and the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God manifest in the flesh, has power over life and death. He is the creator of our souls. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. We are all dead in our sins until he quickens us and gives us the faith and repentance required for salvation. It's a miracle that he does. So we can seek him while he may be found and ask him and entreat him. If you don't have that holy faith, if you have not been born again, Jesus Christ said, you must be born again. Spiritually, we've all obviously been born physically. If you're listening to this, you must be born again of the Spirit. Repent and believe the gospel. Isaiah 55:6-13 says, Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the fields shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Praise God, we have an amazing, amazing future, those of us that are saved, of peace and joy that awaits us. I'm going to go back and read 1 Peter 1:3 again. 1:3 through 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Praise God. Psalm 130, 1 through 8. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Praise God. Psalm 145, 8. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. Praise God for that. Psalm 78:35 through 41. And they remembered that God was their rock, and the high God their redeemer. Nevertheless, they did flatter him with their mouth, and they lied unto him with their tongues. For their heart was not right with him, neither were they steadfast in his covenant. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity, and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away, and did not stir up all his wrath. For he remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passeth away, and cometh not again. How oft did they provoke him in the wilderness, and grieve him in the desert? Yea, they turned their back, and tempted God, and limited the Holy One of Israel. God, help us when we do that, when we turn our back and we just don't submit to God and we go back to the flesh, and we do have to keep on coming back to the rock, our Redeemer, for forgiveness. But thank God that he is slow to anger, gracious, full of compassion, of great mercy, and that his mercy is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him. Again, without the mercy of God, we would have nothing to hope in. Nothing. It's all about God. And salvation is all of the Lord. Capital A, capital L, capital L. All of God. It is God's doing. It is 100% his miracle. Psalm 86:11 through 17. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion, and gracious and long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. O turn unto me and have mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant and save the son of thine handmaid. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it and be ashamed, because thou, Lord, hast holpen me and comforted me. Praise God. Amen. Psalm 57:10. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Amen. Psalm 57:3. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. Praise God. Oh, this is one of my favorite verses in the Word. Proverbs 16:6. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Praise God. And Psalm 115:1. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Praise God. Psalm 100, verse 5. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Praise God. Isaiah 38:18. For the grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. Praise God. Colossians 1:3. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you, as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it does also in you, since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. So praise God. That's it. I wanted to share these verses with you and remind everyone, God is our only hope. There's a lot of problems right now in the world, and it isn't going to get really better. That's the truth. According to God's word, it is written. And our hope is not in any of this, though. Our hope is in Jesus Christ, the risen Lord of lords, the King of kings. Amen. He is going to come back and rule and reign and fix this mess. Amen. So our hope is not in any of this down here, around here, on this plane. Look up. Look up to Jesus. Amen. And look in his word where he is revealed. Let's get in and study. This time is getting shorter, you know, and it's the darker it gets, the harder it is to be here, really. And I'm not saying it's harder for us than it was for the saints in the past, but the world is growing more and more wicked, as it was in the days of Noah. So Jesus said, when I come back, will I find faith on the earth? It's going to be bad, okay? And our only hope is in Christ. Our only hope is in God. Let's get the message out to our neighbors, okay? This is one of the things that's been a blessing recently. We've had a lot of things going on, personal things on all different levels, you know, life. But, you know, you can minister to the Lord. You can do the work of the Lord. It doesn't have to be on a podcast or on TV or on the internet or anything. God knows what we're doing every day. You can give out gospel tracts. You can serve people, help people. And then they say, hey, could you talk to me about, what do you believe about God? This is the work God has for us to do. It doesn't always have to look the same. Right? we're doing what God tells us to do, and you are doing what God's showing you to do in your daily walk, and praise God for that. But don't stop. That's the point. Don't stop. If you have to switch gears and say, okay, I can't do that this week, but I'm going to do this any chance I get, I mean, any time I get, let the Lord lead. He's going to show you and give you opportunities to share and do right. And when we make mistakes and we fail, go to Him. He's waiting. Okay, He will forgive. He's plenteous in mercy. And He knows we are but as dust. We are but as flesh. He's not surprised when we make mistakes. Okay? He loves us. And if you're not saved, you need to go to the Lord. Go to God and ask Him to forgive you of your sins. All what's in the Bible is true. Jesus Christ is God manifest in the flesh. He died on the cross to take the punishment for your sins. You broke the Ten Commandments, and I did. We broke God's laws. Anyone who's ever lived except for Jesus Christ, He was sinless. He was born of a virgin, and He never sinned. He's the Holy Son of God. He's the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. The Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the earth. It was purposed for Him to go to the cross and redeem mankind because we sinned against Him. And the world is a fallen place. That's why you can't put your trust in princes and celebrities and politicians and dad and mom and the school principal and the preacher on television. They're all going to let you down. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. We're all equal when it comes to that. Nobody is better than the other person. We have all sinned. We all deserve hell. So when I'm telling you that you need to repent and believe the gospel and go to God and ask Him to forgive you of your sins, I'm not telling you that because I am not a sinner, was not a sinner. God opened my eyes. God healed me from addiction. God forgave my sin that was wicked, wicked sin. So I'm not judging anything other than what God's word judges and says, we are all sinners. Why else did Jesus have to die on the cross? You think you're good, too good? He didn't have to die for you? When He bled and died for the sins of the world, it wasn't for you. You're too good for that. Okay. Well, if that's what you think, you can go to hell and pay for your own sins because that's what will happen to you. If you think you have your own righteousness, you're going to find out when you die that you don't. You don't have your own righteousness. You don't have anything you can bring to God and say, God, this is better than Jesus Christ's sinless, perfect, holy sacrifice of His blood that He shed on Calvary on the cross for me. And then He was buried and then He rose again from the dead. That was nice of you, God, to do that. But I have my own way. I have my other little good deeds. I helped my neighbor a few times. And yeah, I broke all your laws and I'm a sinner, but wink, 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 I'm good enough to get in. That is a delusion you're under if that is how you're living right now. And you think that when you get there, your good's going to outweigh your bad. So may God open your eyes because that day might come today before this show is over. You need to deal with God. Realize, ask Him to show you this truth that you need Him. And that without Him, you're lost. As Jesus said, you're going to die in your sins. That means you're going to go to hell. And Jesus talked more in His earthly ministry that's recorded in the Bible about hell than He did about heaven. He warned a lot about hell because He loves us. And love warns. Love warns. And that's why He told us to go out into all the world and preach the gospel. It isn't to bother people. It's because He loves people, and he wants everyone to hear this message so that people can come and be forgiven and have peace and joy and freedom and liberty, freedom from sin, freedom from guilt and shame, and the ability to have a real loving relationship with our Father in heaven who loves us, and we're adopted into his kingdom. And that is why our souls were created, to have fellowship with God, to worship God in spirit and in truth. And that is where true fulfillment comes. For having our sins forgiven comes peace and joy and a real purpose in our life to serve the Lord, to work alongside with God as he does all the work. But when we submit to him, he will use us, so to speak, to do greater things than we ever thought we would be allowed to do, that we don't deserve to do. Amen. And that's a nutshell right there, but I'm just trying to get out the message to whoever will listen, whoever has ears to hear. Jesus loves you. Jesus is the Savior. And there's no other way that you're going to come across that will help you in life. You will not have your sins forgiven, and there will always be something missing. There will always be separation from God, and that won't end just because you die. If you die in your sin and you have not been born again, you will go to hell. You will be, your separation from God will continue for eternity. This is the chance we have in this life to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and to ask him to forgive us. You don't get to do it later. You don't go to the judgment day and say, oops, I was wrong. Now I believe. No, that is not how God's system is set up. He's given you this chance now. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 55, verse 6 through 9. Praise God that he's willing to forgive us of our sins because of his mercy. And that's our only hope. That's what today's show was about. And I praise God for that. Share this with someone if you think there's someone that needs to hear this or will be encouraged by this or needs to learn this. And that would bless me because we need to get this message out. Time is short. And I love you all. Thank you again for listening. God bless you. Thank you. And I appreciate your prayers too. Thank you in Jesus' name. Be strong in the Lord.
Truth Dealer Radio. No matter what time zone you're in, it's Truth O'Clock. TruthDealerRadio.com.
You keep talking about Jesus, some folks out there just might be listening.
Truth Dealer Radio is listener supported. If you are led to support this ministry, there is a way to do that at TruthDealer-Radio.com.
Did you know that Big Apple Music has been in business for over 40 years? They have a great selection of guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, digital pianos, and much more. Did you also know that they offer music lessons right here locally, and they rent instruments? Their experienced staff can also repair instruments and sound systems. Located on Seneca Turnpike in New Hartford, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 9, and Saturday, 9 to 6. That's Big Apple Music, Seneca Turnpike in New Hartford.
The time is short, and the Lord commands us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. KJV Prepper Christian Apparel brings the eternal living light of truth into this fallen world of sin. All designs are original, and all apparel is printed in beautiful upstate New York. Join in the battle for truth. Visit KJVPrepper.com for Christian apparel worn to warn.